I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location, this is Real Spoilers episode 224, the box office report for the week ending October 16th, 2016.
I'm just happy because we're finally going to find out where to go next week.
I know.
Advance.
I think we're going to have to come up with a title. We've been doing this in a closet.
Literally in a closet.
Literally in a closet. Like, if we were any more closeted, this podcast would be hosted by Liberace. Yeah. And
how did I know that we were going to go from the closet to at least some sort of gay joke?
Yeah. That's and great. An old-timey gay joke.
Old-timey gay joke.
Yeah. I could have said Tom Cruise.
That's oh.
But I went
John
with
Travolta.
But I went with Liberace. Yeah.
So at least our listeners can rest easy. We are coming out of the closet next week.
Yes.
Into our final resting place.
Was this coming out week? Was our coming out
I think
out
it
day?
Is coming out. No, like, was that this week?
Somebody posted something on Facebook.
Yeah. So. Somebody was like, surprise. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, was it?
Yeah. I don't know. I want to burst your bubble.
We knew.
Yeah. So I guess let's go around the table and everybody can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Don't forget, just some quick shameless plugs. We're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. We greatly appreciate it. Had a great review last week. Had no reviews this week.
All right. Well,
so. We should maybe just read that review every week.
We should. So RBIVES, you are still our favorite listener.
Yeah.
So that's how that works.
Easily.
So if you leave a review, you're our favorite listener until the next review. That's how that works.
Dan, Joe, like, name of names.
Lane's like, quick. Yeah. So also don't forget you can join the
or Joe.
No, don't Joe.
Or you can, just not while you're listening.
Yeah, we just don't need to know about it.
Joe the League of Show Sharers.
Yeah,
filthy racists.
So don't forget you can join the League of Show Sharers at our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers. You just go on there and you click share, and that's all you gotta do.
It's real easy.
We got, would you like to know who joined this week?
I would.
Or,
no.
And or re-upped?
Nah.
Well, it would be, I think we would, it would kind of be bait and switch if we didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We've been telling them to go.
I'll just edit
this
these out later.
Okay.
That's you don't know how many of these I actually include because you don't listen.
Oh, I don't listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I already sat through it once. Isn't that enough?
You've got that kind of time.
Yeah.
Not only do we edit you out every week, Tom, all these plugs, no, I'm just like, this takes up way too much time.
It's become just Kevin and Dan at this point.
Yeah. Joe's just a peacock that just goes like for 3 hours at the end of the track.
I realized I get worse when you're not here.
Yes. Yeah. I realized that too because I tried to edit this week away from the computer because I was so backlogged from being out of town. I came back and I'm like, I'm going to catch up on some housework. I'll edit with my headphones on and I can run back to the computer to do edits. You son of a bitch. I was doing dishes during one of the episodes and I had to go back to the computer, which is in a different room, obviously, than the kitchen, and just go back and forth.
This is what we've realized.
You should see his little step counter went crazy.
Oh, I was like, I was so mad at you.
His like, Fitbit was smoking.
Yeah.
It's like you're like that, you know, parent where I was like, man, he's here.
You know I'm going to watch you, and every time you curse, I'm looking at you you know I have to edit that.
Guess I better get it together. Yeah. And then he's not here. I was like, chains are off!
Oh, man. I hardly emptied the dishwasher without, it was probably 10 edits during one
empty. Katie's job. What are you doing that for?
I know.
They're eating on paper plates.
Yeah.
Because of you. Because of you.
Yeah, Joe.
Good. Save the environment. It's much better.
What?
You can recycle them.
Make more paper products because you can recycle them for the environment.
Well, I will say, I think he was accidentally onto something because there is a line of thought that says that dishwashers are the less economical choice because
you're wasting water.
Because you're wasting water and heat and energy. And so,
yeah,
like, so there's a, there, you know, so
meh.
It's kind of a jump ball.
I fell back ass.
Well, the same
that.
Thing with recycling is that, you know, people, a lot of it is just to make people feel better because, you know, you have to pay for the fuel. For the trucks, you have to pay for the processing. Like,
oh, that's
like,
true.
Because recycling plants don't just like run on you know
hamsters on wheels,
pixie dust,
wishes and dreams.
Yeah,
it's like a Prius. Like how much it takes to make a Prius, but then they're efficient. But to make them is like
smells like French fries.
Then you have communities that are built
and that electric power is still coming from somewhere. Right. Probably a coal plant.
Yeah, And then you have communities that are built on top of dumps that you know where the methane from the just trash. Fuels the communities, which can be actually more energy efficient, but recycling makes us feel better.
I'm very linear in my logic. My dad owned both my parents owned printing companies, and like they were starting on recycled paper, and he was like, "It's all bullshit."
Oh, really?
And he's like,
recycled paper was awful anyway.
Yeah, and he's like, here's how you know. He's like, back then when you would print before the age of digital printers, you had plates, right? And you would burn an image onto a plate, and then the plate would go on the press, and then the ink hits the plate and the oil. It's called offset printing, blah blah blah. And so you could do plates one of two ways. You could do aluminum plates, or you could do paper plates. And he's like, he goes, so paper plates were better for short run jobs. If it's a job that you're going to run for a lot of like a real high quantity,
yeah.
Or if it's a job that you're gonna come back to and do again in 6 months or a year, you would shoot an aluminum plate. It was cost more money, but it lasted longer. You put in job jacket, and you sit on it. So anyway, so he's like, he goes, here's how I know paper recycling is total crap. He's like, I have paper plates and I have aluminum plates. I have companies beating down my door to buy my aluminum plates when I'm done with them. Nobody wants to buy my paper plates. And he's like, so if people... If people were really recycling, he's like, if this actually made a dent, then there would be a market for it and people would be buying it. To this day, aluminum cans, they will pay you money for
it. They will, yeah.
Anybody ever buy a paper cup off you, Joe?
No. It's like that Dixie cup from Wayne.
Can I have that when you're done?
Yeah. Yeah. From Wayne's World. Like, yeah. If you're going to spew into this.
So now you see where I get my very simple world outlook.
No, that makes complete sense.
That was a really in-depth thought, though, about, you know, from his viewpoint.
Tom like, had that at five.
Yeah.
5 years old.
That's how it happened. Yeah. Okay.
So League of Show Sharers.
Hey!
People who were kind enough to join the League of Show Sharers: Librarian Cynthia, Chris Sanders, Brent Smith, Julianne Jordan, Tammy Sherman Powers, Charles Phillips.
Oh.
That's a new one, yeah.
Dan, Charles Phillips.
Should
we
I? Yeah,
we have a song that you're supposed to sing when we get a new one.
Yeah. Oh,
I thought you were asking me if I knew
Dan
him.
Dan and I both were like, what?
I don't know.
Old listener from the point.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah, you had your special new League of Show Share.
Welcome.
Yeah, just sing the Charles
made,
in Charge.
They made me sing, and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Kenneth Robinson, is he new?
That's
no,
new.
He's really active on Twitter when we tweet stuff.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, I thought it sounded familiar.
Kenneth Robinson.
But he never got a song, so
he
that
never
was good.
Got that, yeah.
I'm trying to make up.
And Kenneth, I think you owe us like 35 cents for ASCAP fees now.
Yeah, right. I'm totally deflecting that.
Yeah. We're going to put that under our parody umbrella.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brett Schulte, Timmy Two Zunes, Alex Perozo, Jason Herndon, Travis Tewitt. Jason Herndon sounds like a country singer.
Not like a good country singer, like this new country crap, like Luke Bryan and all that garbage.
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, well, sorry. Your name.
I had no idea that people hated Luke Bryan.
Apparently,
so much.
That's the like, new, like this new country is
he like the Nickelback of
country? Yes, everyone that's like quote unquote country fan, like a true country fan.
Right.
If you like Luke Bryan, you're the trash of the. I see Facebook posts like Luke Bryan country. You know,
Just so you know, I've been called it new country since Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I still hate that new country, even though it's 30 years
even
old.
Though
or is that Chris Gaines?
I'll take Chris Gaines.
Alan Jackson.
Yeah. No.
You got to love a man whose mustache is a mullet.
It's quite a treat.
Yeah.
Like, that's impressive. I don't even know how I did it. Can't figure. I had a mustache for like 3 months. I still couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, it's quite a feat. Hey,
so I met Garth Brooks. Sorry to see that it's out here.
It's gone. Yeah,
that's what I met Garth Brooks last week.
That's right. You did.
I did. Yeah.
Not Chris Gaines, but
I got moving that low places thing.
Yeah.
Wait, on nice. On whose part?
Yeah, on his. Oh, okay. I promise you.
Yeah, I was like, the song is true.
Yeah, he has 7 diamond albums.
That's true. That's like, a good point.
Think about that.
Is that right? Yes, 7.
He's the only artist with 7.
Did he marry Trisha Yearwood?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
the only reason I know that is because she had a song on Con Air.
Oh god.
Oh my word.
The way you learn your facts and your trivia is just amazing.
It's like how I know all my literature because of Mr. Magoo. It was in a play in high school, and somebody did something nice for me, and I was like, oh, you're a good man, Gunga Din. And the teacher was like, you don't even know what Gunga Din is. And so I gave him like a 3-minute synopsis of Gunga Din, and he was just like, wow. And he's like, how do you know that? I'm like, it was a Mr. Magoo cartoon.
That's the way I learned all kinds of stuff.
Well, you can really tell the age discrepancy between us because you learned from Mr. Magoo and I learned from Fractured Fairy Tales.
Yeah.
Hey, Animaniacs.
For, Schoolhouse Rock.
Fairy Tales is like the same time frame.
Yeah, really? Was Rocky?
Yeah. Rocky
and Bullwinkle, they re-aired when I was a kid.
Like, yeah, I watched Rocky and Bullwinkle all the time.
They were on channel... It was like 24, I think. I think is when they showed it. Sorry, but yeah, guys. That's the same deal.
I love that show.
If it weren't for Schoolhouse Rock, I wouldn't know how a bill became a law.
Yeah.
But now I do.
Hang on, we got a couple more here. Travis T. Witt, Linnea Thunsell, Tom Kaminsky, Griffin Fox Smith, Dustin at Nerds Tonight Gaming, Jason Andrus, Jack Stewart, and
Jack Stewart's a new one, isn't it?
I think he is.
Yeah.
And then Stewart. the last one I won't say because I typed the same name twice. So
well, all right.
Not getting
now. I didn't hear
you again.
I didn't hear you mention Lane Levanway.
Neither did I.
I didn't see him come.
That's it. He's out.
Oh well,
he's out.
We must have finally pissed him off.
Guess the name isn't going to be Lane Levanway's real spoilers for long.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, if you shared it like 23 weeks in a row, that was
that was it.
So welcome, missed it. Welcome to Librarian Cynthia's real spoilers.
you know, it'd be great if she would sneak in MP3 copies or like burn CDs of the show into the little checkout thing with the movies and the games.
Put them into a book.
Well, yeah, each book has one. Yeah,
certain books.
On a Train has one. Gone Girl has one.
That would be great.
Oh my god, so we're the thing that I hate when you get a magazine. Yeah. And you're like,
god, you made it all the way across the country. Why are you falling out here?
Yeah.
we're the new AOL disc.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
You guys are old enough to remember that.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We use those as coasters.
Yeah. Juno, free month trials, AOL disc.
Isn't that weird? Like, I remember there was an internet
free month to try in Juno. No wonder she got pregnant.
That's right. There was like an internet cafe by my house. And they were like, I remember we were a bunch of kids just playing like Warcraft or Doom or whatever. And the guy was like, hey, if you want, I don't know, 100 free hours of internet, you can put these flyers out. And there were two kids there that were sitting on the laptops or desktops, and they asked them first, and they're both like, no, we're good. Tick, 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 tick.
Because they were spending their mother's money.
Yeah, me and my buddy were like, we'll do it. All we got to do is put flyers on cars. They're like, yeah, we'll give you 100 free hours. And I was like, done.
100 free hours.
Rollerblades on, zip down grand, and we zip back. And now when you look at that, you're just like, 100 free? No.
That will never
happen in real
life.
It's
like 2.5 days worth of internet at this point.
Like, do the math.
Right, I'm always connected at this point. Yeah.
Did I ever talk about my experience pitching CompuServe?
CompuServe?
No, let's get this story.
Oh, God. Okay, so in the 90s.
Just to be clear, when you said CompuServe, in the 90s was inferred.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like after CompuServe, it was sort of like they were beginning to peter out.
Right.
Because I think CompuServe was before AOL. And AOL was sort of like peaking. And also just regular old internet was starting to come into the fray.
Right. Like you didn't need.
Right.
How did AOL get locked up with Time Warner?
They just bought them.
Did AOL buy Time Warner? Or Time Warner?
No, Time Warner.
Time Warner bought AOL. Okay. All right. And that was a big mistake.
Yeah. So CompuServe, you know, we're basically put out like an RFP for agencies. If you don't know what that is, it's a request for a proposal. So agencies, you know, kind of write up a little document and then they send it. And if they like that from the agencies, then they say, come on in and pitch. So we a whole bunch of the people at the agency I worked at came up with some concepts, from promotional concepts and online concepts. You have to work within the technology that exists. So I came up with this. This was maybe 96. No, it was pre, is before the special editions of Star Wars came out.
Okay.
So, but I knew that
they were coming out.
They were working on them.
Right.
And they were going to add new footage. So
little did you know what that would end up like.
Well, it was, yeah. I mean,
it was an innocent time.
Yeah. I mean, there were some things that I actually liked, and there's some that are terrible. Yeah. So I knew that they were going to come out. That was the word among, you know, the nerd sources. And so I came up with this whole like Star Wars Rebel Alliance concept, and you could either, and it was basically just like sort of banners that would be on top of CompuServe.
And did you invent banner ads?
It was, well, I mean, I think
holy
they had
crap.
Them, but it was, and it was like you could either join the Empire or the Rebellion.
Who joins the Empire? Lots of people.
You know, it was an option. And so there was
that's true. Then we
there
see
was
Trump rallies,
prizing
like, oh,
by how
sense.
Much interaction you had and all this stuff. And so we pitched this whole concept, and it was pretty minimal graphics and stuff like that.
Would have had to have been.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know, and so we pitched it, and there's this young executive at CompuServe, and he looked across the table from me after this whole pitch, and he's like, Star Wars is a 20-year-old movie and has no relevance, and I don't think half the people will even remember this.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's so what? Great. And, so I love stories like
and,
this.
And I'm like, I go, I guarantee you it's just on the verge of a comeback. And, you know, you just wait. And he is like, no, there's nobody's interested in Star Wars anymore.
And on the re-release, it made like another $60 or $70 million. I mean,
I saw those in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
But then, you know, he dismissed it completely. And hey, where is
right.
CompuServe right now?
Yeah, well, that guy's probably working a block. But
oh no.
That was me.
Yeah,
no, he was that guy.
Yeah,
he killed Joe the idea sick. Right there.
Wow,
I was like, all right, well,
that's it's all. I love hearing stories like that where it's like that'll never work. Yeah. That'll never take off.
And it's
like
a dead property. Yeah. He just was so.
That's what killed Blockbuster.
He's
Blockbuster,
like, we need something that ties into this hot new TV show. Yes, dear.
Blockbuster had an offer on the tape. Like they were gonna buy Netflix.
Yes,
and then they were like. This will never work.
We'll do it ourselves.
Yeah, this
we'll,
is,
yeah,
not
we'll
even
make
that.
Our own.
Not even that. Like they were 5 years out from doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they could have bought Netflix and they could have stayed. I guarantee you, they would have stayed had
it's
they
great
bought
that
Netflix.
They didn't.
If they had bought Netflix, they would have
ran it into
wrong.
The ground.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They'd still be, I think they'd probably still have some name presence at
yeah.
this point.
Netflix is lucky, though. I mean, especially with all these
if
shows they do now
did,
and everything.
If they bought Netflix, we would never have known Stranger Things.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Or Daredevil.
Never have known Daredevil.
Any
never
of these
have known.
Others.
I saw somebody posted on Facebook, like they're like, "What a great time that I live in!" And it was like a screenshot of his Netflix like open banner, and it was Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Gotham, Flash, all this stuff on Netflix. And I was like, you know what? That is pretty cool.
So what about those rumors that Disney's going to buy Netflix?
I believe that. I mean, they're putting all their stuff on it, right?
Yeah.
Like, they've got that weird contract where they can put whatever they want.
So if they buy
Netflix.
It, they'll get that those millions, hundreds of millions of dollars back, I guess. You know, it's
easily.
Their company.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, they would buy it for the data.
Oh, yeah. That is a
that
huge...
That data is valuable. I mean, the shows, the streaming and the shows and all that's great.
Yeah.
But Netflix is sitting on a gold mine of viewing habits.
Oh, that's true.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
that
that's a good point.
And they can target people in a
yeah.
completely different way than cable
yeah.
because
yes.
this is on demand. And
they
Disney,
know exactly.
I mean, ABC, I guess Hulu, I don't know if they would get any data from Hulu, but I would say that their little online
probably
thing
get
and
data
hey,
from Hulu anyway.
Is probably their only, but it's
yeah.
not.
Yeah, people get angry every, like, unless you pay for the more expensive paid version of
best,
Hulu.
Best $3 or $4 you'll ever
I
spend.
I did. I was like, you got it.
It is
you?
The best money you'll ever.
I don't watch it enough.
I
yeah,
know,
I don't,
but
I'm the same deal. I don't watch it anymore.
Every few
enough.
Minutes when
what's
they're
your,
like, ding, ding.
What's your time worth?
Right.
You're paying
I know,
an extra,
I know,
you're paying
I,
an extra $3 a month.
Well, yeah. Right now on Hulu, the only thing I watch, and I just started again because I was like, all right, I'll try it one more time, is S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but
it's the only thing.
I got to the this season premiere, I was like, no, I still don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not watching
that. That's the only thing, and I'm only like half interested in it.
4.3 times a month, then, to skip your commercials. I'm telling you, that $3. Yeah, I got so sick of those.
We watch Modern Family on there, and what else did we watch? We'll watch old stuff, like Green Acres is on there.
Yeah.
Watch that with the kids. Brady Bunch.
And also, you got kids.
Yeah,
well, you know what?
I know.
If your kids are going to sit there and watch like a lot of these Nickelodeon live action shows, like Brady Bunch is not a far cry from watching Full House reruns.
Oh, no. I'll take Brady Bunch.
She watches Gravity Falls, is the one that she watches.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good show.
Yeah. But yeah, like what, you know, now, so what is $7.99 with commercials? It's $11.99 without commercials. I would pay like $13.99 if you could watch the Brady Bunch and you had commercials, but they
from
were
the 60s,
but they were from the original air date.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
That I would
I love old commercials. You go to YouTube and look up a reel of like 30 minutes of old commercials.
We're becoming Demolition Man. Is what that is. Like, there's just going to be a radio
Mr. Whipple showing up.
Old comic book ads and old commercials.
Like, I still go through some older comic books and I was like, man.
Yeah. That's amazing what they put in there.
Jules, Dr. J and
Dr. J.
Somebody else playing basketball for Hostess Fruit Snacks. Or Rawlings football or basketballs.
I'll tell you right now, those x-ray specs suck.
It's funny, like the x-ray specs, like now it looks like their business model was sexual harassment.
It absolutely was.
Like, that was
It was that one, and then there was the Tony Atlas? No, who was the?
It's like
the guy, the bodybuilder.
Tony Little?
No, it was like, I don't remember who it was.
Charles Atlas.
Yeah,
where he's like,
kick sand in my face, and he comes back and punches the bully in the jaw.
Well, no, that's very timely because it's anti-bullying.
Yeah. That's true.
That would be okay.
But
the X-ray specs, even as a kid, I was like,
you can see a lady in her underwear.
Yeah. I don't think that. And then it was
like,
what
you're going to do?
Well, then as a kid, again, you just heard a snapshot of the kind of kid I was. When I would see the ads, I was like, well, why do they stop at the underwear? Like, how could they see through the dress but not the underwear? Are women's underwear made out of different material? Like, what
it's
is
like
going
that,
on
it's
here?
Like that thing in Superman where he's just like pink. And I was like, Did you stop with the underwear?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you may have kept going.
Yeah, especially with the answer being pink.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, thought it was underwear, but...
Yeah. Hip dysplasia.
Well, I just hear...
That lump is cancer.
What lump?
This got a lot less sexy.
That's good, but that's good to know. I mean, at least
he did look
at
her lungs. Yeah. He said, you know...
But you know what? If that would have happened, we wouldn't have the worst part of that movie.
The flying scene?
Yeah, can you read my mind?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oof, man.
That is the only part of that movie that doesn't hold up.
Yeah, that's called, you know what? That's not even a pee break. That's a poop break.
That is a poop break. That's
like,
that is
like I will be back.
That is like a 5-minute scene.
Forever.
And then he lets her go. He's you'll be all right. Oh, I guess I should know.
It's literally like the voiceover song, can you read my mind?
That's on the
like,
soundtrack.
Well, I know.
That's
and it's,
awful.
I'm just like, oh, nope. I hate
not
that
everything
one.
John Williams did was
that's
great.
True. That's true.
Like, I always say somewhere, you know, everybody talks about Paul Simon is a genius, but somewhere Art Garfunkel sitting in a room going, he wrote Feeling Groovy.
Yes.
Like, let's not lose sight of the fact that he wrote Feeling Groovy.
That's very true.
That's got to take him at least down a notch.
Yeah,
so.
Has to.
But
we didn't
talk
about that one though.
No,
nobody talks about Feeling Groovy. No,
so
didn't we used to do something else on this episode?
We used to do a box office report.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had an X-ray. You were talking about X-ray specs, sexual harassment. I was trying to work my way around to a grab him by the kitty pride joke, and I just couldn't get there.
Well, don't worry, President Trump will be bringing back X-ray specs. They'll be perfectly legal.
They're going to be
legal. They'll be mandatory
for men.
But they're made in China.
China. It's pronounced China. Those SNL. I mean, they're gold. I mean. They have to be thanking their lucky stars for the selection.
I think I didn't know I was going to have to do this much.
Yeah, that's
he's a great,
he's awesome,
Trump.
I do. I went back and I caught some episodes of Daryl Hammond's.
Yeah,
and you're right. You're absolutely right. What? Like
last week
he said that
he softballs.
He's Daryl Hammond's Donald Trump is like the lovable oaf.
Yeah,
where Alec Baldwin's is the complete whack job.
And, I think,
and like Daryl Hammond could not.
I think they switched from Daryl Hammond to Alec Baldwin because they felt like he's too nice of a representation,
yeah,
and that
definitely,
especially after having Trump host,
yeah,
Because they got their feet held to the fire on that one.
That was like 9 months ago that they had Trump host.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jimmy Fallon got put to the flame, too.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
Well, because it was just a softball interview.
But it's Jimmy Fallon. Like, what do you expect? Jimmy Fallon. Like, that. I just... Yeah. I think
the whole thing is the softball.
Yeah. Like, I thought that one was kind of like... At that point, it's like, yeah. I thought that one was kind of silly.
I didn't understand that one.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I understand that he was trying... Like, it's the Tonight Show. He's not going to ask, like, hey, by the way...
The last time I remember Hammond playing... Trump, it was when Tina Fey came back to play Sarah Palin for a Trump, you know, she was like, and they played, you know, she was playing crazy Sarah Palin.
She wasn't playing.
Tina Fey was playing.
Tina Fey.
And at that point, it was Trump like commenting, you know, Hammond was playing Trump commenting on how crazy
Sarah Palin
is. So fast forward to now, and they're like,
"Well, I think he did.
We need somebody a little bit more."
I think Hammond did do Trump last season.
Did he?
Yeah, because when they brought him back, they had the guy who just got let go that did the kind of like the old timey movie critic, or not old timey.
Taron Killam.
Yeah,
they let him go.
Him and Jay Farrow got let go this season.
Sent home.
And I think
Taron Killam's old lady is Maria Hill, from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Huh. Well.
The gal from How I Met Your Mother.
What?
He was on the fast track to be Ferrell, yeah. But
I don't know what happened there.
That's weird.
Yeah.
The Jay Farrell thing, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Jay Farrell didn't do anything, though.
Yeah. He was good. Every impersonation he did, every impression was spot on.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's
for a show that doesn't have very many black cast members,
I guess
whenever there was a black guy in pop culture, he could do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you would think that, you know, so I don't know.
His Chris Rock was.
Yeah,
great. They're all great. He was good.
So he was on that.
Because I remember when Don Pardo died, they brought Daryl Hammond in as the announcer. So he's there every week.
Yeah,
so when they needed Trump, then they switched from Killam to Daryl Hammond because he was already there.
Right.
And then they even did an episode where like everybody was doing a Trump impersonation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a sketch like that. Because I was kind of like, oh, it's so weird that I'm like, since Trump's in the news,
they
got their legendary Trump impersonator in the room every week, and I was wondering if they'd bring him back or if they felt like that was stealing screen time from the regular cast members. You know,
I mean,
I always thought
Baldwin's not even a regular. I guess you can consider him a regular cast member now. He's going to be on every week.
He's one of the go-to guys.
Yeah, he's always been a go-to guy. Like,
is he one of the ones that's host? Like, he's one of the highest hosts.
Oh yeah, he's
right
up there. Yeah, like him and Hanks and Steve Martin. And
he's really funny.
Paul Simon.
They're past the Five Time Club.
Yeah, right.
But with him on 30 Rock, I mean, that really gave him a good relationship
because I always forget. It's weird. Like, he had that weird career where he was super serious all the time.
Yeah,
I forget how funny he is.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He's so funny.
Yeah, but yeah. So I always thought, just real quick on SNL, I always thought SNL should like one episode a season do All-Stars and bring back like and not even from the same season.
You got to get them all back though.
But that's the thing. Don't bring them back from the same season, right?
Right.
Do like Martin Short and Chris Kattan and Dan Aykroyd and David Spade.
That'd be cool to see them working
and
together,
do like something. Do like one episode a season.
That would be awesome.
That's All-Stars, and then you know, or you could even make that a primetime show. Lauren, if you're listening.
Oh, easily.
Trademark.
Yeah. You could absolutely make that a primetime.
Randy Quaid.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Julie Dreyfus.
Charles Rock. Oh, no. We can't do Charles Rockett.
Oh.
Kramer.
Sad trombone.
Was Kramer on? Kramer wasn't on.
Robert Downey Jr.
Just trying to go with
you. No, Kramer.
Well, no, Julie Dreyfus was on.
Julie Dreyfus was on. Kramer could not do it because Michael Richards was on Fridays.
Yes.
There's only one cast member.
Joe Piscopo.
I believe there's only one cast member from Fridays that ever made it into being a cast member of SNL. Anybody know it?
No.
Kaczynski?
Larry David.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Larry David was an SNL cast member for like three episodes.
I didn't know he was.
I hated it and left.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, his episode was great.
Yeah.
His episode was really funny.
Like, because they wrote it around Larry David. When you're a guy starting out, they're not going to write an episode around you.
That's true.
So,
His Bernie Sanders is just incredible.
Some sort of like where Bernie Sanders interrupts a debate and it becomes a three-person debate between Alec Baldwin, Larry David, and Kate McKinnon. Like, that's all I want. Just once. All on screen at the same time.
So... We should probably do the box office report.
Probably.
So speed report.
We will turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin has his abacus at the ready, Kevin.
I do, Tom, and it's a little dusty just from the last 30 minutes. But yes, looks like once again, I believe, Dan, this might be the first time this has happened in months. The movie of the week is number one at the box office.
Shocker. I got to tell you.
This never happens.
Quite the turn of events.
I did not think that was going to happen.
It never happens when I have the abacus.
It happened last week.
But, well, yeah, but before that, it was a shocker to me. Yes. But
yeah, number one, Miss Peregrine's Home for a Peculiar Child.
That's not number one, is it?
Isn't that what we're supposed to see? I really wanted to see that.
Well, then you're in luck.
Well, no one's stopping you. You can see it. We're just not going to talk to you about it.
But number one at the box office is The Accountant with $24 million.
You mean A Beautiful Mind meets Jason Bourne?
Huh, that's an interesting way to put it. Didn't think of it like that. $24 million, and this one, $44 million. So 24 and 44, not terrible.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll get into that one.
We will get there. Yeah. But last thing we need to do is slow this down. Two.
Number two. This is the one that really shocked me. Kevin Hart, What Now?
When I saw that coming out, that doesn't shock me.
$12.4 million to see stand-up in a theater?
It's Kevin Hart, though.
You weren't alive in the 80s.
I was going to say. Yeah,
but maybe that was the 80s. I'm just saying nowadays with Netflix having unlimited comedy specials and new ones and Comedy Central, it's like you're going to pay $10-$12 a person to go out to see stand-up?
But in the 80s, I mean, you had comedy specials all over HBO.
Yeah, but not as on-demand.
They gave a comedy special to Joe Piscopo.
Yeah.
That's how
But not as on demand, though. My point is, like, you can, white. On a Friday night, you can go to Netflix, Hulu, Comedy Central. You can watch a million stand-ups, a lot of new stuff coming out all the time. So I know Kevin Hart's a big star. It's just the people hardly go to the theaters as it is with Netflix. A lot of people now don't see new movies. I mean, we're an exception to the rule. Everyone's like, I'll catch it when it comes on Netflix. Yeah. But they'll go see stand-up in the theater. What's the running time of that?
Because I don't think it's just a stand-up act.
They'll do little cuts in between but it's 1 hour 36.
It's got Halle Berry in it.
What's that?
Halle Berry's in it.
So you got to figure out, you got an audience that, you know, maybe a good chunk of it has children. So you've got a movie that they know, they're guaranteed, they know exactly what they're going to get.
Yeah.
That's true.
They don't have to, you know, from a sitter standpoint, they don't have to. You got a lot of coverage there.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think Kevin Hart's still a draw. Like,
you've got somebody, and it's
his element.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
you know.
But also, like, Kevin Hart's not going to send. Kevin Hart, maybe in 10 to 15 years, puts that special on Netflix. Kevin Hart, when you can still make money, is not going to put a special on Netflix. The specials on Netflix are kind of reserved for the people who are, like, Isla Schetzlinger. Aziz Ansari.
I think this is his way of setting himself apart from the other stand-ups of, like, I don't go to cable. I don't go to Netflix.
Eddie Murphy. I mean, he made the jump from cable to the theater.
Right. I mean, Delirious was for HBO.
And then Raw was in theaters.
And Raw made, like, $50 million.
And Richard Pryor. I think he's going more after the Pryor model.
Was Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. That's true. Because, you know, you could either see them, when they played your town.
Right.
Or you could see the movie. And that was it.
Yeah. And this is a lot cheaper, $12 a ticket instead of $50, $60, $70, you know.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah,
I totally get the money thing. I'm amazed, I think, because of my, you know, my generation and just the way that people stream everything and the access you have to any stand-up you want, even, you know, all the older stuff up until now, Kevin Hart. I mean, you can just see so much stuff. So it was amazing. And it has a $10 million budget.
Yeah, I was going to say, profit margin on this is huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I mean, I wonder if Kevin Hart makes... you know, $7 million of that. You know, I mean, I wonder if what do you do with a $10 million budget? Because this was the largest sold out stadium show in history.
Well,
the
budget probably also includes sets and, you know, and those cut scenes weren't cheap.
Sure. Well,
lighting.
But, you know, I mean, miking and you know, video equipment, all that stuff.
Well, and I know that he tours as a stand up, but you know, this was at a stadium, and so at like a football stadium.
Yeah.
And so as someone
isn't that crazy?
They sold it out 50,000 seats.
Yeah. So as someone
it was a noteworthy show.
Sure, absolutely. But as someone who does concerts for a living, you can't take an arena show and drop it in a football stadium. It's
right.
A totally different animal.
Yeah.
So how did he do it? In the round? I mean, he was in the middle,
I don't know if he did.
No, I mean,
well, if he did 50,000, where was the stadium?
I don't know.
Ooh, I don't remember.
If he did 50,000 people in a football stadium, though, my guess is he did an in-stage configuration, not in the round, because you figure a football stadium normally seats about 70.
Yeah. Well, they said it was at capacity.
I mean,
capacity for what? How they configured the show.
So maybe it was an asterisk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like a Metallica show, they will do theirs in the round. Like, right. They go center and everything goes around them. Right. WrestleMania, which is always
there
in... No, I'm just like... the way they do theirs, like every WrestleMania is in like event, like a stadium.
Yeah.
And half of it's usually cut off from, like, you know, you've got their whole set and the entrance ramp.
And they sell all the tickets on the side the camera faces.
Right. I mean, I will say the last one, they broke some crazy record.
Yeah.
And I think if they can sell it,
they will. But yeah, they always sell the side the camera
first
points to first.
Sure. Yeah. Because it looks bigger.
Yeah. Because we did a TNA event and it looked like we had... We had 8,000 people there, but we probably had 4.
What a train wreck that company is.
Oh,
they owe, like, I don't know, $36 million in back taxes. It's crazy.
I've only seen one TNA wrestling match, and it was at the Family Arena when I was 13 or something like that. Tables, ladders, chairs, fire. It was the craziest match I've ever
seen.
They
were trying to do anything they could.
You didn't see TNA. I think you saw Extreme.
You may have
wrestling.
Seen ECW.
You saw ECW.
ECW. Yeah. Okay.
ECW was that
okay.
Was
I thought
stuff.
It was okay. Yeah. So no, I saw. Sorry, I saw ECW over there, and it was just insane. Seriously, there was barbed wire.
Yep.
There were tables.
Yep.
Ladders.
Yep.
Fire.
Yep.
I was like, what? And people were crashing through all of this.
Yep. Weaponized chlamydia.
Yeah.
At one point, they made somebody write a bad check.
It was awful.
Sandwiches with mayonnaise?
Right.
Ew.
They have, yeah. ECW. I mean,
we're talking ugly.
Yeah. ECW
dairy past the sell-by date.
That's just wrong.
Just a madhouse. But I think a lot of the budget, though, for this really was probably because that they had to create an entirely new show. Plus... if you're going to do a show of that size, like, you have to have a lot of bells and whistles in a building that large.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, the video screen that works in an arena ain't going to work.
The other weird thing is, like, you can't tell if you're hitting it because of this, like, in Scottrade, the sound, like, it's got a roof, right? So the sound stays in. In a stage like that, in a venue like that, the sound goes up.
Oh, I'm sure you can still hear it, though.
No. Like, you can't. No? Yeah. It's here's a weird wrestling reference. They were doing a match, and like they thought they were like this is the greatest match of all time. Like we're killing it out there, but they can't hear anything because every time the crowd would cheer, the sound went straight up and out, so they couldn't hear anything. So like they get back and they're like, oh, I don't get it. Like why the crowd was dead? They're like, no, they weren't. You just couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, oh
now,
my
guys,
God.
I hear that if he does one more reference, he disappears.
How about that?
So if we can get him to a third
Jake,
reference.
Jake the Snake. Done. Ha. Still here.
my guess was.
No, I'm leaving.
Dan disappears. That's how it works.
We were wrong about who disappears. My guess, though, is that they probably mic'd the crowd and feed it through his monitor so he can.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah, that's true.
That would be my guess. But yeah. But I would think it was probably
an event.
It was probably an in-stage configuration because most football stadiums, you're looking at seating, you know,
70 to 80.
Say 70,000 people. And that doesn't count. They're obviously for a football game. There are no chairs on the floor.
Sure.
And
yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Or the field. So he probably cut off the, you know, the back half
sense.
Of the horseshoe,
okay.
Built a stage and then lost, you know, probably 35,000 seats, but then put another 15 back on the floor. And that's, you know, that would be my guess.
Interesting. Well, made a decent amount of money. So,
you figure if they did 50,000 people, I'd say at an average $60
ticket
price.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from the tickets,
I think that's a low average, too.
That's $3 million. And that doesn't count merch.
Nope.
And
some sort of concessions. I'm sure he gets a cut of concessions.
Yeah, they probably ask for some sort of a ticket rebate on concessions. But so then if you said 50,000 people and say they averaged $6 a head in merch, that's
$6 a head. Those T-shirts are $30.
Well, but
not everybody buys. Yeah,
that's true.
Some people just want a pretzel.
Yeah, yeah. So
and that's $12.
Yeah. So 50,000. If they did say $6 a head in merch, that's another $300,000.
Golly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done.
But, yeah.
Sure, he did all right. So yeah, like a little over $12 million on a $10 million budget, and I mean, yeah, who knows how they account for all those? I mean, they could have done it separately from the show.
You don't do a production like that and not film it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
That, yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. So what I was thinking was, it just to me, it seems like they, I mean, I'm sure they made money back on the show. So this scene kind of seems like free money. I mean, they're already doing the show.
That's what it is.
So
when you put it on Netflix, you don't make money. You make a flat On here, you have like 2 or 3 weeks worth of, you know.
Yeah, he's gonna probably make, he'll probably end up making 35-40 at the box office. And then
whatever video will do,
and then whatever he made off the actual ticket sales,
right?
And then he can put it on home video, then it'll go to cable, and then it'll go to Netflix. So it's,
he'll make a ton. Yeah, video, I think, is where this really shines. I mean, I'm not saying it's not making money, but I would think, okay, if you want to see a stand up, order it at least on video for a $5.99 rental. That makes sense to me. That's what I would have expected. But I guess Kevin Hart's not going anywhere.
Kevin Hart makes money, man. That dude, and now he's hooked himself up with The Rock. Yeah. Like, that's for both of them.
Oh,
that's
those two together.
That's a brilliant strategy.
Yeah. So we'll get one of those every year now, I guess.
Okay. Central Intelligence was great. Yeah. It was really funny.
That was a funny movie.
It was, you know what? I did enjoy that one. It was good. Number three, the girl with the tattoo on the drain that's gone.
And now she's gone.
Yeah. Number three with 12.3 million. So it almost beat Kevin Hart in week two, but not quite. It's a 50% drop from opening weekend, and that is the show of last week, if you want to listen to it. It is now at 46.8 million domestic, and that one foreign, another almost 20 million. So it's approaching $70 million worldwide on a $45 million budget. So it's recouped its budget.
Yeah. Like I said, it wasn't, well, you can listen to last week. That's about how whatever.
Thanks for spoiling it for me, guys.
It's the name of the show.
Chris Sanders is taking pleasure in that.
Yeah,
he's like, welcome to my world, asshole.
I saw it on VHS. I wanted to be like, time out. Like on the play.
Let's see here. And number four, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. There it is. 8.7 million. That's a 43% drop in week three. It is now up to an estimated $65 million domestic. How about $100 million foreign? So, I mean,
did you end up seeing it?
No, I didn't see it. No, I did not have time for that one. But it's at about 165 on a 110 budget, so it's recouped its budget. Got to be better than Alice in Wonderland. So, I mean, that is better
He didn't do that second one.
He didn't do the second one.
He didn't direct it.
Oh, it was just like a producer.
Yeah, I mean, they took his vision from the first one.
Because it stars his ex-wife, so you could...
Got it. That's what it was. Okay.
His ex-wife and his muse, right?
Well, no.
I mean Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Johnny Depp was the ex.
I do. Oh, well, yeah, that too. Yeah.
So anyway, that one's making money. Number five, Storks. And your daughter loved that,
right?
She did,
yeah. She was a huge fan.
Yeah, it looked fun. 6.2 million, only a 25% drop in week four. So obviously, it's getting the animated kids movie demo.
Yeah, there's
demo.
Something else out there for kids right
that's
now.
That's basically the only animated thing out there right now. So that's it. About
Is there anything coming? Is there anything?
Oh, yeah. Trolls is coming.
Oh,
there's a movie
that's
called Sing coming. You've got
Moana.
Oh, is that next month?
I think so. They've already...
I think it's their Christmas.
The stuff's already
in
the aisles.
It's like their Thanksgiving Christmas time movie. Okay. So, yeah.
It's already in the aisles.
Is Sing the one from DreamWorks?
There was... No, Sing...
It was like a singing pig and a bunch of singing animals.
Sing is the one that was in the
Illumination, right?
I guess it is. It's the one that was in... What was the last one that we did?
Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah, it's the one that was in Secret Life of Pets. They advertised the movie for a poster of it. Yeah,
that's pretty smart.
It's funny. Yeah, I've never really seen that in a movie like...
I Am Legend did it.
Yeah. No, they predicted it, but no, they actually advertised an upcoming movie in a movie. I that's a new product placement right there. But Storks has about $60 million domestic and another 58-ish foreign. So you do the math on that one on a $70 million.
Well, given the accountant, we'll get into some math.
Yeah, I'll just ask him.
Yeah, I will say just real quick, backing up to Sing, I think they must think they have something because...
They're pushing that fast, right?
Well, and they're holding a special critic screening so we can see it in time for awards.
Really?
Like they want us to see it in advance. Like,
so, but this is the Minions people, right? Despicable Me and all that stuff?
Yeah.
It's the same people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they're going for song?
Or best animated.
Well, I think it's all karaoke stuff. Like, I think
it's like they're doing a singing...
It's like American Idol with
contest
animals.
To save the theater.
Okay.
It's
Muppets episode.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Hold on here. I actually, you know what? When I was on the plane last week, I watched the first episode of the Muppets ABC show.
I really
like
that show.
I enjoyed it. It was like The Office with Muppets.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit darker than I really liked it.
I will say they tweaked it and got it a little bit less kind of depressing.
Yeah.
And it was getting good. Like, I really wish they
were
stuck with
it. I liked it just from the pilot. I really wish that I...
Disney, yeah. It's a relationship that's just...
Yeah.
They just
own it.
Since they've had it, it's been...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the first movie was...
They got
reboot
so
was
good
really
with
good.
The reboot movie.
No, I know. It's just...
That's what happens, though. It gets
it's on, it gets canceled, like rebooted, it gets canceled.
It gets to a point, but then it's like, yeah, but all this other stuff we got to work on. And they do.
And honestly, and I don't fault them.
It's like,
it shouldn't have been on network TV. It should. They should have put it on ABC Family.
Yes.
And on ABC Family, that would have been just a huge show for them, and they could it would have lasted a long time. Mm-hmm. And they,
or what about Netflix with their partnership that they're working on? If they
you think that they would try to put it with something. One of the things that I think some networks do is they put it, like, they know they have a hit show, and they put, like, the one they want you to watch usually after
like
it,
the lead in
or after it. Like, you catch, like, you know, like, they do the credits kind of shrink to the bottom.
Well, the one that's that not, you wouldn't.
What they've been doing with Modern Family. Forever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you put it up against with Modern Family. And,
and they put it after the one they know you will watch.
But so, I don't think that that's effective anymore.
You don't think so?
What,
with
who
DVRs,
watches TV like that?
Oh, that's true.
Like that, I mean, that whole like, oh, we're gonna put Friends at 7, and then we're gonna
Frasier
put
Frasier or whatever,
and then we're gonna television,
and then we're gonna put like whatever that Jonathan Silverman show was at 7:30,
Jonathan,
and then you're gonna get, you know, Seinfeld at 8. Like they would do that. They would have, you know, and to try and get you to watch suddenly.
Do you know what I watch live?
Carolina in the City.
Not a single thing.
Carolina in the City.
Not one
thing. Sporting events.
I do not watch one thing live. Yeah. I don't watch sports.
Yeah, I'm saying what, like,
not one thing. At all.
I couldn't tell you.
If it's on my, like, if I miss it, I know, like, The Exorcist. I'll either catch it on my DVR or I will be like, nah, I'll just go to Hulu.
Yeah.
And watch it on Hulu.
Not a single thing.
So much more efficient. You know? It's just amazing how much time we save with I mean, as far as wasting time with watching TV, we save a lot of time.
Well, I mean, you know, all the crap that I pay to be able to watch it when I want.
That's true.
I do.
Number six, Deepwater Horizon made $6.1 million in week three. That is up to about $50 million domestic. It's got another almost 30 foreign, so call it 80 on a $110 million budget. So still working its way up. Number seven, The Magnificent Seven. I think, who was that, Steve, that was standing outside the theaters? Finally got it right.
Was it Steve?
That was Steve, but he finally did it in week four. The Magnificent Seven made $5.2 million. That's a 42% drop. It is now at $84.8 million domestic and about 60-ish foreign. So that's close to around 140 on a 90. So, I mean, that made its money back.
Has Denzel Washington ever made a sequel?
Has he? Huh.
Not that I can think of. I mean, like,
Philadelphia, right? No.
I don't think he makes sequels. I guess not.
Man on Fire? No.
Well, there was supposed to be an Inside Man 2.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever came to fruition, but
I love that.
That's a great movie.
I
love it.
I don't think. Gosh.
I don't think he has.
Glory? No.
Carbon Copy? Nope.
No. Pretty sure they won't be circling back around to that one.
Oh, wow.
What is that?
Explore.
Yeah.
He plays like the same
two guns. Wasn't that a sequel to
Gun? No. There's four guns. Or three guns.
What?
That is a thing.
What are you talking about?
Young guns. Two guns with Marky Mark. Right. They were going to do a sequel called Three Guns.
But if they didn't, then the answer is no.
But I think it's still like out there.
Well, wait a minute. Malcolm 10. That was a...
Malcolm 6.
That's a very successful franchise. They made a sequel to Lennox Eyes. They made 10 of them.
There's 10 of them.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I'm looking and I did not see it.
I don't think he has, but I think...
No, I mean, I don't see it.
Certainly would have been
the Manchurian Candidate
movie.
Might be the closest.
I think he's had movies that were eligible. Book of Eli would lend itself to a sequel. I mean,
even the character. I mean, you could do sequels to The Man on Fire.
They
gotta
see. It's part of his clause. Get that guarantee.
I guarantee
there
will not be a sequel.
He's made so many guarantees. I just can't even believe it.
I guarantee you're not going to see this speech again.
That is a hilarious compilation. YouTube it. Denzel Washington guarantee.
Guarantee.
It's almost like YouTube carbon copy.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
What?
I'm kind of worried about that now.
Mm.
Number eight, Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life.
Yeah, that's
just like
one of those,
a wimpy kid.
It's like a
Diary of a Wimpy
Kid knockoff.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. $4.25 million. That's a 38% drop in week two. So I guess Joe didn't get to the theater this week to see it.
No, I saw the movie I was supposed to see.
$13.7 million domestic and another 58,000 foreign.
Hey!
So really. Really picking it up there. But that's
not a concern for other nations that have other
but,
stuff going
on. Hey, it's got less of a budget than the Kevin Hart stand-up. It's an $8.5 million budget, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. It all went to the mom from Gilmore Girls.
She got
the whole thing. Yeah, gotcha. She's the biggest star of the whole thing.
Oh. Number 9, Sully, with 2.9 million in week 6. So I guess that's Dan's theory of the elderly crowd still heading out to the theater.
I am dead serious about that. That is the crowd who's like, I don't want to. This is going to be so crowded. Let's just give it a couple weeks.
Yeah. 42% drop in week 6.
The crowd dies off. And then when they say that, they're like,
oh, we got to go.
That could be 2 ways.
The funeral parlor is like handing out flyers on the exit line, and they're just putting them in on the other side.
They're concerned that they might have to go through TSA to see the movie.
Yeah, like, oh, I can't
and
do that.
Their hips are going to just
go off.
Yeah.
So,
the pacemaker.
It's only a 42% drop for Sully, and it's $118 million domestic. So that thing has made a ton of money. Another almost $55 million
he's
foreign.
Once he got that third Angels and the third Da Vinci Code coming out this year?
Yeah.
Is that this year?
Yeah. I think it's like a Christmas.
A Christmas release?
That's... Not yes. It's
are there three
coming
books?
Pretty soon.
Yes,
I don't know. I think Dan Brown's like, so. I'll write another one of those Legend books if you guys want.
Well, because Da Vinci Code was the second one.
Yeah, Angels and Demons was
the first.
One.
Yeah, and then I know we were.
So that movie was a prequel. It went back.
Angels
before.
And Demons is a prequel to.
But was the movie a prequel?
I think it had to be.
Or did they just like
make it?
I think it was because he has different hair. He has like longer hair in that. Angels
maybe
and
that's
Demons.
Why it is. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
I don't know. We'll
So
I like Da Vinci Code. Angels and Demons was a little meh, but
We'll see if Ron Howard can write the course. I mean, it makes a ton of money. So, but anyway, Sully has made like $170 million on its $60 million budget. So I think they'll call that a win.
Yeah.
And rounding out the top 10, number 10, Birth of a Nation, The Birth of a Nation. 2.6 million, a 63% drop. It is at $12 million domestic and no foreign on that one and no budget. So, did anyone see that? Did you end up seeing that?
What, Birth of a Nation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was good, not great.
Is it Oscar bait?
It's definitely Oscar bait. I honestly don't think it's quite good enough to get there. And obviously with the other baggage
stuff going on, that's ridiculous. But like, I hear what you're saying and I agree with what you're saying, but it's, I mean, if you can nominate Polanski and Woody Allen,
the director.
Yeah. But I mean, like you said last week, he was acquitted.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I don't understand.
She committed suicide, right?
Years later.
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But regardless if it has nothing to do with anything,
I guess that is
the fact is that
it makes it look like
because
people know
very unhappy ending.
Yeah, at this point, people know two things about her: that this happened,
and now she's dead,
and she killed herself,
and then that she killed herself. Yeah. So it makes it look like there could have been any number of reasons why she killed herself, and her family says that there aren't. It's because of that, but I'm just saying. There's a lot of variables that go into the equation of why somebody decided to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think you can really necessarily always boil it down to one moment or incident. But that's how the public's going to perceive it, right?
Sure, absolutely.
It's like,
oh,
well, then the jury must have been wrong. And
don't get me wrong, that happens.
It does.
It happens more often than I would see it happen all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the system is set up that the system would rather see an innocent person or a guilty person go free than an innocent person go to jail. Theoretically, that's the way it's supposed to
function. I had a case one time. That's fine. It's far enough away. Where it was a murder case. And so
could you say that murder was the case they gave you?
I can absolutely say that.
Okay.
Yes. So, you know,
did you dial M?
I did not dial M.
What is going on here? You make the old timey reference.
Yeah, I was like,
and I'm dropping Snoop Dogg lyrics.
So, like, it's
Freaky Sunday.
It is.
The case had nothing to do, like, drugs were involved, but there was no drugs, like, charged in the case. So the jury wanted to get a magnifying glass to see if the white substance on this carpet, they had crime scene photos. The white substance on this carpet was drugs or not. And I told the judge
they're
that
not going to let
for,
him do that.
We can, you can absolutely.
Yeah, you can ask for whatever
you want.
You can ask for quite a bit.
But I don't know. I'm all of a sudden I'm a defense attorney, but I'm like, just because there's white powder doesn't mean it's cocaine.
They can ask for a magnifying glass.
Yeah, But I mean, you can't tell if it's cocaine.
No,
but
you
like
can't.
That has like that's a question that has no bearing on a murder charge.
Yeah.
And it's just at that point when you get a question
like
that,
they're drugged up.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. He's not charged with murder.
But that's the thing.
So you are able to look at the evidence regarding the murder. Who cares if there's drugs on the floor?
But
That doesn't matter. But like when you get a question like that, you're like,
yeah,
this trial's over. Yeah. Like there's, if you're asking stupid questions like that,
try anything.
There's no point. You can keep going if you want, but when that's the question, like also you're a bunch of white people. Yeah. How are you going to know what this drug?
Hold
on,
I watch a lot of CSI.
Yes.
Wait a minute, I saw Scarface.
Yeah, I know what cocaine is.
I feel like I know what.
Do you have any Lubidol?
Right. And you shop at Aldi quite frequently, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what it looks like. Yeah.
So that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So I guess that's it for this episode. We will go around and people can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me in the bathroom in about 5 minutes. And you can find me on Twitter at DanGrady67, G-R-A-N-E-Y.
What's funny is that this is recorded and released later, but you can still pretty much guarantee that in 5 minutes from when you're listening, Dan will be in the bathroom. And
just like you can guarantee that 2 minutes from when you're listening, Tom will be in the bathroom.
You should actually, so after 5 minutes of listening to this episode, I want you to send Dan a direct message or a tweet. And just be like, hey, I'm just checking.
How's everything going in there?
Sorry, I couldn't get back to you. Are you in the bathroom?
Are you replying to this tweet at a urinal?
Yeah, right.
I've done it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I stand at urinals for a long time. Yeah. Your pees get longer as you get older.
You got to go stand at the one by the wall in the corner, though, so you're not creepy with your phone.
Well, you get tired of getting leaning
up against it. Yeah.
It's weird, man. It's weird as you get older how pee works, because
I think it works the same.
No, it doesn't. You know, you say that now because you're in your 30s. You check back with me in 10 years. You listen to this episode when Facebook memories in 2026 says, and you listen, you're gonna be like, oh, pee is totally different now. It's like the only time I don't have to pee is while I'm peeing. I can pretty much always pee. Like, you know,
it's
like,
given.
You know, when you're like, oh, there's always time for cake. There's always time to pee. Like, even when I don't.
You never know.
This idea when people are like, well, I had to take a drug test, but I couldn't pee. Like, that's just.
That's not a thing.
That's an alien concept to me. I could never. Like, I could pee for 20 minutes, walk away, and then there's people say, fill this cup up. And I'm like, give me two.
Yeah.
Like, and you get these. Do you get the pauses when you pee? Like I pee for a really long time.
And then stop.
And then I'll stop and I'll stand there and I'm like, there's more pee coming. I can feel
just
it.
Just waiting for the to stand
there. Sometimes Crystal's like, what's going on in there? I'm like, it's just my bladder's gone union. It's taking a break. And then I'll.
My bladder's gone
union. And then I'll stand there and then I'll pee again. And I won't pee a little bit.
No. It'll be like a whole other bottle.
I'll pee like a whole other batch of
You just had like a second soda away.
I should probably get that checked out.
I asked the doctor and he's like, yeah, welcome to your mid-40s.
It's true.
Yeah. He's like, that's what's going to happen.
All of a sudden you're like, wow, man, I gotta go again.
Yeah,
man,
it's bad. It's
wow. He thinks to himself he has to go pee while he's peeing.
And I was like, oh man, I'm gonna go pee in like two more minutes.
You do, man. It's crazy. Like I build my entire day around how far away am I from peeing. Like if I go to a movie theater, I'll get a worse seat because it's on the aisle.
Yeah.
Like
I'm telling you, you might really want to look into those bags that they sell for the movies.
I've thought about it. Not gonna lie,
they really sell them.
I thought about it. I was like,
so what? Pee bags?
No, but I mean, they're specific. I'm not talking about like a regular colostomy bag or whatnot.
I'm not gonna get a surgery.
I'm talking about for movies. They make like go pees or something. There's some bag for movie going, so you don't have to leave.
Absolutely not.
No.
What happens if it breaks?
No.
Well, it's hopefully it doesn't. But
hopefully,
it's a big hope.
I'm just saying.
Well, what happens if I break?
Yeah,
that's true.
You know?
I don't want that to happen.
We'll come close a time or two.
We'll have to go back to the radioactive bunker.
It is right.
Remember what happened last time we were at the radioactive bunker?
Oh yeah,
a relationship ended.
Yeah, we probably don't want to do that.
You're in a long car ride.
That's true.
I mean, I have
peed in a can.
On
a long car ride.
I have
a can.
I've done it.
Cut, you open those and they have sharp edges on the center thing.
Well, you just aim.
Yeah, yikes. Thank you, Dan.
I've done it while I'm driving.
Ugh. I peed in a bottle while driving.
I've peed in like a...
Bottle's different, especially like a Gatorade bottle.
I'm going to pee all over this nice, this nice new room and we don't get going.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, B-U-T-T-S, 21.
This is Kevin at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom.
You don't have to offset it.
Who does? Who has
you
to be
to go too,
but not as much as Dan does. So you can follow
Savor
me.
It.
You can follow me. Yeah.
The, oh, did you guys see the new Star Wars trailer? It is awesome.
You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue this lovely pee conversation online, please come to facebook.com/real spoilers or on Twitter and all that. We will be there waiting for you. And join our League of Show Sharers at the webpage. Or find us on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, whatever the kids do on the iTunes. We greatly appreciate it, and it helps us a lot. So that's it for this episode. Dan's eyes are floating. Mine aren't far behind. And coming up next time, we will tackle The Accountant. And they're easy to tackle because they're weak.
But unless this is Ben Affleck. This is the bad accountant. You've been warned.
Oh, you've been warned.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. La-la-la-la-la-la, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsunis.
Kayla Tsunis. I'm Kayla Tsunis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.